I want you to turn, if you will, to in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 22. We want to talk today about the price of influence. The price of influence. Our series have been dealing with making an impact on people's lives and influence. And sometimes when the Lord begins to lead me in series, I don't quite always understand everything he's doing, but I always learn from it. And I have learned so much from this series to understand why we are really here. When things happen that's chaotic, like has happened in our region in the last several weeks, God is in control. I don't think God ever brings bad things to people. The Bible said God gives all good things. But I do believe that God is there with us in the storm. He made that promise that he won't build the fire and tempt us to go in it, but if we end up in the fire, he'll be the fourth man in the fire. And I thank him for that. He's a God of love, and he's so precious. And the more I go through this series of inspiration, the more I realize it's not just a magical sounding type thing, it's a reality that God placed every one of us here for a reason. And we've heard that all our life. But as we learn more about that reason, we understand that there's a lot of people hurting today. There's a lot of people, and I saw it like never before this time. When everything started happening like it was, our leadership with the political situation that we're in and all that, you hear their conversations and you wonder, what are you talking about? Look, there's people hurting, there's people dying, there's people hungry. I'll tell you what breaks my heart is when I see little children in these lines to get food and stuff like that, my heart just breaks. And I said, if there was a time we need direction, we need it. And I was praying that one day. And I said, Lord, if there's ever was a time we need direction, Lord, we need direction. He said, I've given you that direction. And of course, he has to explain things to me so that I'll understand it. But then I realized that we are that direction. We are that people who points the way. So when Jesus made that great commission about going to the world, it wasn't just a Friday night football game, pep rally type thing. It was saying there's people who need you. I always learn that the need is the call. You know, you've heard people say, well, when the Lord shows you what to do, then that's what I'll do. And I understand what they mean by that, but the problem is sometimes we just wait forever. But I learned that the need is the call. If somebody's hungry, then that's the need. If somebody's thirsty, then that's the need. If somebody's cold, then that's the need. And God said the need is the call. And there's a great man in the Bible named Peter. Now, we all know Peter. Peter had a tremendous heart. Peter made a lot of mistakes, just like you and I. And the Bible's written with people who made mistakes. They were not perfect. I have not found one perfect person in the Bible other than Jesus that he used to do his work for him. They all had issues. Peter was like that. Peter had a real big heart, but he didn't understand how to gauge that enthusiasm. He was mixed up in thinking that serving God is about feeling. And God tried, through Jesus Christ, tried to explain to him, Peter, it's not about feeling. It's about knowing in your heart what your call is. And we know eventually he found that on the day of Pentecost. He preached that tremendous message, and the church was born, the New Testament church was born. But I want to read in Luke 22, verse 54. I want you to hold your finger there, because if I read it first, it won't mean as much. So just hold your finger there and flick back with me all the way to Matthew. Go back to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 33. Now, this is a time when Jesus was counseling and talking to his disciples. And Peter was very enthusiastic. He had no idea what they were getting ready to go through. God has called us, and I want you to get this right here. God has called us for chaotic times. People don't need direction when everything's great. But in times like these, real leadership comes forth. If it's easy, then everybody can do it, but leadership is not easy. I hear this free salvation stuff. I hear all this stuff, and it is free. It don't cost me a dime because I couldn't pay for it. But there's a cost. Just like our brother said, James was saying in our communion today, the sacrifice that was made to do what Jesus did, it's not easy. And there's nothing about leadership, there's nothing about leadership that's easy. It's all challenging. Leadership is challenging. The difference in success is those who accept the challenge. Paul knew that. He knew that very well because everywhere he went, he was reminded of his past. He had to take criticism. He was one of those guys who always eat by himself because nobody wanted to be with him. He was always one of them who was second guessed on everything. But the scripture we talked about that I can do this through Christ because I sure can't do it by myself. So I want you just to look here in Matthew 26 and just look 33. Jesus here trying to explain it to him. Peter, he speaks up and says, Peter actually said unto him, though all men shall be offended. That's a powerful word, offense. Because the enemy always uses offense to begin his destruction. If you've ever been offended in your life, think back right now how you felt when you were offended. And at that point, your emotions are running wild. You're hurt. You're human. You know, we're all human and we do have feelings. And offense is a part of the beginning destruction of the enemy because he wants to bring you down on who you think you are. And so Peter said, if everybody's offended, now that was important at this time because Jesus was about to go and die on a cross, and at this time there were people turning against him. Now you got to understand there was a time when it was easy to serve God. So there was a time when influence was kind of easy because Jesus was popular. And it was a popular thing to do what they did. But it quickly changed. And when the change came, it became more difficult to follow Jesus. And so there was a lot of offense. And so Peter speaks up and says, Jesus, I want you to understand, I'm not like all these other people. They're going to get offended and all that kind of stuff. Don't bother me. There's not one of us in here today that can say offense don't bother us because it does bother us. We do care about what people think. We do care about what they say. I know a lot of people say, well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Wrong. Amen? They hurt just as bad as the sticks and stones. And so with the offense issue, a lot of people were dropping out. And Jesus is wanting to really emphasize to these guys, look, there's going to be some rough roads. There's going to be some disasters. There's going to be some things going on. There's going to be times when people believe everything and you're going to have to stand for what you believe. And you need to understand what you believe. Not me, Jesus. I got this. Look what it says. Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. Now Jesus in his love and mercy turns to Peter, trying to explain to him. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me three times. And look what Peter said. And Peter said unto him, though I should die. Now he meant well. Peter really did mean well. Every one of us mean well on things. He says, though I should die with thee. But he quickly changed his mind when he saw the intensity. I want to tell you something. This is a prophetic word I'm getting ready to give you right here. The more we move into the coming days, the intensification of evil is going to multiply. And it's going to be more difficult for you to stand on what you believe. But if you'll stand, God will stand with you. Influence is that shines when all the light's out. It was said one time about character. Character is what you are when there's nobody around. Does that make sense? Character is what you are when nobody's around. And influence is that light that shines. And then I reminded myself, Jesus did say something about being a light. Jesus said, be a light in the midst of darkness. And he says that that influence is greater because people need direction. And what better way to get direction in the dark than to somebody have some light? Amen. And so Peter, really, he's not being sarcastic. Even though he had a very sarcastic mouth, he had a very dirty mouth. He had a problem with profanity. We all know that. But Jesus, aren't you glad Jesus looks beyond the faults and sees the needs? Amen. And so, though I should die with thee, yet I'll not deny you. Likewise, said all the disciples. They all said, yeah, we're with you, Lord. Now, with that in mind, flip over to chapter 22 of the book of Luke. I want to talk about influence. I want to talk about influence this morning. The price of influence. And here's the price. Anybody can stand in the crowd. I feel a great anointing in this house today. There's a great anointing here. All through the service, I felt the anointing of God. And I thank Him for that. That's a precious prize. I tell people that every week. I ask the Lord, bring me somebody, and He always does. And I tell them, if you're looking for an anointed, powerful church, you need to come north here. And that's why. All right, I just read to you what I just read to you. Now look at here. It says in verse 54 of chapter 22 of the book of Luke, then took they him, talking about Jesus, and led him. Now, when you begin to understand, led him, that was not just a casual walking, come on, guy, let's walk down. They were dragging him. They were beating him. The atmosphere was horrific. There was fear in the air. There was a stench of blood and sweat. It was a terrible time in the hour of Christianity. This is a time in America right now where there's a stench of blood, there's filth in the air, there's all types of feelings in the air. But greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Influence is not everybody doing what everybody does. Influence is standing for what you believe, and in Him we believe. We don't believe in man, we believe in God, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses. You know that story, don't you? Look what Peter said. Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And here's an issue right here. You see the next part here? And Peter followed afar off. What happened? There's less than 24 hours this happened right here. Man, it's just a matter of hours, really. Just a few hours ago, he was in the face of Jesus saying, I'm telling you, I'm going to be with you. Let me tell you something. Walking with God is the greatest thing you can ever do. But I'm going to tell you this. It's the most challenging thing you can ever do because it will put yourself to the test every day. It's easier to flow with the crowd than it is to believe. Our young people today are being risen, and I thank God for the families in our church here and the families all over the world that are teaching their children right from wrong. We do this because this is what God said do. We don't do this just because this is what God said do. Amen. How many of you know we need more of that in families today? There's got to be structure. There's got to be order. And don't you understand that the enemy loves chaos? So if your life right now is going through chaos and disillusionment and just horrificness, I want to tell you, God did not do that. God is not the author of confusion. How many of you play with your babies and test them and see if they can cross the street? You don't do that. You make sure they're comforted. You make sure they're protected. You make sure you're with them most of the time. Amen? And you make sure that they're your babies and you're going to take care of them, right? That's the way God does us. He don't play with us. But there's an enemy who wants to take your mind and fill it full of all this stuff. Now just hours later, my mind went back to Elijah. Can y'all bear with me a few minutes? I know I'm about to run out of time. But there's a great anointing here. My mind went back to Elijah. You remember that? When he called fire down from heaven? A 33-word prayer. 33 words. Baal's prophets had gathered all day long, and had worshiped and prayed to their God, and nothing happened. They had made an altar of wood and rocks and water. And the real God's going to consume all that. One man against hundreds of Baal's prophets. And when they got done, I love reading the Bible because it says, in essence, he said, "Are y'all through?" And he said, "Well, maybe your God's on vacation, or maybe he's asleep. I don't know." But he prayed 33 words, and fire came down from him. You stand. You just keep standing, and the fire is going to come. Fire came down from heaven, consumed the wood. Okay, that's normal. Consumed the water. Okay, I can deal with that. But the rocks were consumed. You know what that tells me? Our God is a consuming fire. And when you stand and you've done all you know how to do is stand, you just stand, and the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, he's standing with you. Yeah, but you don't know what they said. You don't know what they did. Yes, I do not know all that, but he does, and he will take care of his people. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, he is an awesome God. We sung that this morning. He's an awesome God. Now, Peter is following afar off. So doubt and discouragement starting to come in. You want to know why? The battle's intensifying. Now, we got political leaders, our leaders of our great country, talking about stuff that it's a shame that our political process have debates that your children shouldn't even be listening to. Isn't that a shame? Do you know what God's doing? I asked the Lord one day. See, I'm just an old country boy, so I can talk to him like that. I said, "God, what are you doing? He said, "I'm just showing you what leadership according to the world is." He said, "Now do you understand?" And he speaks to me like that because I thank him. I mean, I hadn't heard him audibly. I wish I could one day. But in my heart, he speaks to me and he says, "Now you know why you guys are needed at Northview so much? This is more than just a beautiful church and a beautiful ground and a beautiful property in the middle of this city. It's more than that. Even though it's all that, it's still more than that. We are an influence. And our steeple stands high. And when people ride by, they say, there's people right there who believe." Now, I'm going to come to a close because I'm actually just still in my introduction. But I'm going to have to come to a close. But let me read this real quick. Peter was afar off. Where are you at right now? Where are you at? See, I don't have to debate abortion. I don't have to debate that stuff. You believe what you want to believe? It's America. You know, you can believe anything. I believe life is valuable. I do. I believe from conception, that's a miracle, an act of God, and we don't mess with it. How many of you know that? Amen. We don't bother that. "Well, you're just an old fool." Whatever. You can't beat me. Amen. I will fight you. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, my God is a God who said, if you'll just stand, just be a voice. "Well, I might don't make no difference about the mites. Don't worry about the mites, because God's going to take care of the mites. Amen. Well, they might do this. Doesn't matter about that. I don't want to follow him afar off, and I have followed him afar off before. I have been right there. I have been right there when I wasn't sure. I've been right there when I didn't know how to make a stand. I've been right there when I let myself get cold. But then it said in verse 55, and when they kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. Peter, what are you doing? You have so give up on yourself that you're not with him, you're with them. You see what I'm saying? It's easier to get through each day if you just take what you believe and just hide it somewhere. God don't need that. We need influence. Because there's somebody in the crowd that if you will stand your ground, they'll stand. Now, in this particular situation, there's a woman in there, and I'm going to close right now. For that, I got about another hour. I got a lot in me. I tell you what, I got a lot in me because I love this church. This church is an influence. I see you people come in here time and Sunday after Sunday, and you get in your place, and you stand. I want to tell you, y'all have blessed me and my wife because I've seen you hurt. I've seen you go through tragedy. I've seen you go through physical problems, family problems, and you show up and you still do what God's called you to do. And I want to tell you, that's priceless. And that's what I love about you. You have influenced me to keep trying, to keep show up. You know, 90% of the battle is just showing up. You just show up. And so, in long story short, there's a lady over there. Peter was somewhere he had no business being. But he was over there where he had no business being. And the fire, they were all warming by the fire, wondering what's going to happen. And she says, hey, just the other day I seen you with him. You're one of him. Peter started cussing her out, started cussing everything out. And he just ran off into the night. But how many of you are glad Peter got his life straight? He got his life straight and said, you know what? I am not going to be a failure. I'm not going to let this happen to me. He told me it was going to happen, but I'm not going to let it happen no more. And I'm going to tell you what, he turned himself around. And you talk about the influence. He was a mighty influence. We need you. My family needs you. Everybody in here needs one another. We sometimes the enemy will make you think when you're going through things, you know, he loves isolation. He wants to pull you to the side. But we need each other. But most of all, when you walk out those doors today and you hit the highways, somebody needs you. And God will show you. Don't hide behind them. Stand. And when you've done all to do to stand, you just keep standing. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for this beautiful, beautiful word. As we live in a nation now where there's not a whole lot of leadership, especially godly leadership, I understand more about it now, Lord, that we can't look for a man to save us. We can't look for a man to bring us out, whether it's a president or a congressman or whatever he might be. We can't look for that. We got to look for you. We got to be the man. We got to be the woman. And then, God, you'll use us from that point. Thank you, Lord, for these people today, this beautiful congregation of people. Bless them this week, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless every one of you today.